Even before New York legalized marijuana in March, one Hudson Valley town was working to establish itself as an industry hub. Caroline Lewis visited Warwick, New York, where several cannabis companies have set up shop at a former prison.
The small town of Warwick, New York, lost about 450 jobs when Mid-Orange Correctional Facility closed in 2011. The prison once held people locked up on drug crimes, but in recent years, cannabis companies have moved into the industrial park that took its place. Tenants include two companies with medical marijuana licenses, a cannabis testing lab, and a hemp processing facility. State Senator Mike Martucci said he was once skeptical about cannabis legalization. Now he hopes to lure more companies to the Hudson Valley because of the economic opportunity they represent.
Our fertile soil, educated workforce, and close proximity to New York City sets us up to be the Silicon Valley for the cannabis industry.
The most recent addition is Green Thumb Industries. The Chicago-based firm is investing $155 million into a new cultivation site and promises to deliver about 175 jobs in its first 3 years. Green Thumb founder and CEO Ben Kovler says he's eager to help change marijuana's reputation.
We're able to invest $100+ million into a project like this and go from a place where people used to be locked up for marijuana, their freedom taken away, to where we're going to employ people.
But some advocates question the town's decision to give Green Thumb generous incentives to settle in Warwick. The publicly traded company received a package of tax breaks worth about $27 million over 15 years.
For more on this story, head to gothamist.com.